This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Firestone tires are more than just rubber and tread. They're destination seekers, just like you. And this summer, Firestone can help you get the most out of your tires and your tank. Right now, when you buy four eligible Firestone tires, you'll receive a $70 Firestone Gas prepaid MasterCard. Offer valid May 14th through July 8th of 2012. Mail-in claim form required. See participating Firestone dealer for eligible tires and complete details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank. Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Friday morning, the overnight crude oil market, $1.51 lower at $85.71. The Brent crude, $1.47 lower at $99.23. The August gold contract, $16.90 lower at $1,592.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.032 higher at 82.86. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat trading at 796 and a quarter, down 26 and a quarter. September wheat trading at 814, down 24 and a quarter. July corn now trading at 749 and three quarter, down 18 and a quarter. September corn trading at 692 and a half, down 16 and a quarter. July soybeans now trading at $16.08, down 18.5. August beans trading at $15.64, that is down 19. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat closed at 822.5, up 40.25. September wheat closed at 838, up 38.75. December wheat closed at 847, up 33.25. July corn yesterday closed at 768, up 49 and a quarter. September corn closed at 708 and three quarter, up 34 and three quarter. December corn closed at 708 and a half, up 34. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1626 and a half, up 54 and a quarter. August beans closed at 1583, up 53 and a half. September beans closed at 1551 and a half, up 53 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 474.30, up 202. August meal closed at 465.80, up 186. September meal closed at 459.80, up 187. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.15, up $1.20. August oil closed at 54.33, up 119. September oil closed at 54.53, up 119. July oats yesterday closed at 356, up 7.25. September oats closed at 365 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher on Thursday afternoon. The continuation of the hot temperatures for the Corn Belt, especially the eastern Corn Belt, pushed grain prices higher. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 35 to 39 cents stronger at 735 to 753, and soybeans were up 53 to 57 cents at 1606 to 1616. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 34 to 35 cents stronger at 738 to 758. Soybean bids mostly 53 to 57 cents stronger at 1590 to 1616. And cash wheat bids up 39 to 41 cents at 802 to 820. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 34 to 39 cents at 748 to 769. Soybeans advanced 50 to 57 cents at 1597 to 1626. And cash wheat bids up 39 to 49 cents at 801 to 853. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 41 to 44 cents higher at 768 to 772. Soybeans gained 46 to 48 cents at 1632 to 1639. And the wheat bids up 44 to 52 cents at 813 to 814. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 35 to 40 cents stronger at 769 to 780. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 54 cents, with quotations at 1644 to 1645. Soft wheat bids increased 38 cents to 8.25 to 826, and the Milo ended 17 cents higher at 648 to 649. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn ranged from 668 up to 678. New crop soybeans ranged from $14.87 to $15 even. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from $6.79 to $6.96, new crop soybeans $14.89 to $15.09, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $6.83 up to $7.05, and new crop soybeans at $15 to $15.22. In addition to our grain report tonight, we have the Illinois Production Cost Report. In that report, anhydrous ammonia range from $7.50 to $865 a ton, an average of $807.50, down $21.25 per ton. Urea range from $700 to $791, an average of $745.50, down $1.79. Liquid 28% nitrogen at $395 to $430 a ton, an average of $412.50, down $3. Diammonium phosphate ranged from $600 to $690, an average of $645. That's up $12.64 a ton. The monoammonium phosphate ranged from $622 to $700 a ton, an average of $661. That's down $15.40. And potash ranged from $600 to $680, an average of $640, up $1.06. And the farm-delivered diesel fuel ranged from $318 to $329 a gallon, an average of $324. That's up 4 cents from our prior report. That is our grain and Illinois cost of production report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 95.82, down 105. August hogs closed at 92.87, down $2. October hogs closed at 82.22, down 97. August cattle yesterday closed at 119.15, down 32. October cattle closed at 123.55, down a dime. December cattle closed at 127.15, down 27. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 145.95, down 145. September feeders closed at 149.37, down $1.50. October feeders closed at 151.50, down 120. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Thursday, July 5th, for the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed 66 cents lower, with a carcass-based price range of 89 to 101, weighted average 92.31. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,300. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady at 66 to 68, and Illinois direct slaughter sales steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 43 to 46. 450 to 550 pounds at 45 to 50. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 51. Today's estimated receipts 925. Tuesday's actuals 1,050. And Wednesday was a holiday. Pork carcass cutout $90.64, and that is down 92 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs on Wednesday 2,000, today 422,000, a week ago 409,000, a year ago 418,000, with week to date of 1,267,000. Cattle on Wednesday 2,000, today 128,000, a week ago 124,000, a year ago 131,000, week to date of 385,000. Box beef cutout values are steady on choice and lower on select on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 165 fab loads with 62 trim. Choice, 193.57, up 35 cents. Select at 175.84, and that is down 52 cents. At the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville on Tuesday, July 3rd, 401 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Holstein steers 50 cents lower. No market comparison on slaughter cows, bulls, or feeder cattle is not reported for the past several weeks. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s range from 118.75 to 122.75. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 110 and a quarter to 113 and a quarter. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 120 to 123 and a half. Slaughter cows, breaking type a few from 90 and a half to 92. Boning type cows at 80 to 86 and a half. Lean cows at 71 and a half to 78 and a half. With slaughter bulls, your grade ones at 85 to 92. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, thus far for Thursday, negotiated cash trade was at a standstill in all feeding regions. Negotiated sales week to date of 2,400 head. Illinois auctions, which we cover on a weekly basis, besides the Shelbyville, were not ran this week due to the holiday. Illinois production cost report, production cost items statewide, cash prices bulk, FOB distributor per ton unless otherwise stated. Anhydrous ammonia at $7.50 to $8.65, average of $8.0750, and that is down $21.25. Urea 4600 from 700 to 791, average of 745.50, that is down $1.79. Liquid nitrogen 28% spread at 395 to 430, average of 412.50, and that is down $3. DAPs from 600 to 690, average of 645, and that is up $12.64. MAPs at 622 to 700, average of 661, that is down $15.40. Potash, 600 to 680, average is 640, and that is up $1.06. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 152 and 3/4 unchanged. For block cheese, 164 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 167 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, $16.76. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $7.63. For August, $6.92. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $7.55. For August, $6.87. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.10. For August, $15.16. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $7.84. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $7.63, corn at Scottville, $7.55, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.10, wheat at Scottville, $7.84. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning. It is in effect until 10 o'clock Saturday night. Partly cloudy skies today, hot and humid, the high about 104 degrees with light west winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the upper 70s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, the high about 103 degrees. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Sunday and Monday. Low temperatures in the upper 60s, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news today, leaders in the United States and Canadian governments received a letter from the Canadian Renewable Fuels Association and the U.S. Renewable Fuels Association on Tuesday. The letter praises the United States-Canada Clean Energy Dialogue Action Plan, which was released in Rio de Janeiro on June 21st, focusing on the creation of clean energy technologies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and collaboration between the countries. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas and Ranking Member Colin Peterson have released a discussion draft of the Federal Agriculture Reform and Risk Management Act, or FARM. The bipartisan bill saves billions of dollars, reduces the nation's deficit, and repeals outdated policies while reforming, streamlining, and consolidating others. Chairman Lucas says the bill is the product of a two-year process that examined every policy under the committee's jurisdiction. He calls it reform-minded, fiscally responsible policy that is equitable for farmers and ranchers in all regions. Lucas adds that it is an investment in production agriculture and in rural America. Peterson says the legislation released Thursday brings another step closer to achieving the goal of completing work on the 2012 Farm Bill before the current bill expires. He says allowing existing farm policy to expire would jeopardize one of the economic bright spots of the nation's fragile economy. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says she will review the draft farm bill legislation released by the House agriculture leaders closely to compare it to the reforms achieved in the bill recently approved by the Senate. She has concerns with some of the differences between the two bills. As an example, Senator Stabenow cites great cuts in food assistance. She says the Senate bill focused on fraud and misuse, but the House draft changes eligibility rules so that some people truly in need will not receive the help their families need. Senator Stabenow says it's vital that the House be allowed to complete work on the farm bill. She says failing to pass a bill by the September deadline would jeopardize millions of jobs and undercut the strong growth in agriculture. In other farm news today, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network has this report about the Illinois hog industry.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Tim Myers with the Illinois Pork Producers talks with us about the heat and about protective housing in the pork industry. A day like today, everyone would prefer to be in a controlled, cooler environment.
Yes, and I think we had an event last week at this Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, and we were, of course, it was hot up there, and we were talking to people about that and how we can use misters and fans and how that's now, you know, controlled by computers and sensors, and so, you know, we can definitely make sure we keep the pigs a lot more comfortable than just making sure they got a mud hole to find somewhere, and the way it's been around here, I don't know where they'd find a mud hole. We'd have, so yeah, it's definitely, that's one of the reasons why we've gone to those types of systems, is that we can control that animal comfort and animal care a lot better.
And according to Tim, housing will be one of the topics covered at the visioning session sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers coming up July 17th in Bloomington.
Yeah, of course, housing has been a big issue the last several years, and recently with all the announcements by all the different groups. We have this meeting each year, the visioning session we call it, and it's really a chance for us to get input and feedback from our members, from all pork producers, kind of looking at next year's budget and get feedback and direction from them on what they want to see their association doing, working on. And as part of that, we always try to have some sort of educational meeting. And this year, we did We've kind of combined a couple things into that. It will be July 17th in Bloomington at the Eastland Suites and Hotel Conference Center. And we'll also get started that day at 12:30 with registration. And then we have our Pork Act delegates elections there we start off with. And then we're having Dr. Ron Plain, a well-known ag economist from the University of Missouri, coming in to talk about market outlook, just give a presentation on that. So it's always good to have Dr. Plain with us. And then we'll kind of switch gears and get into the sow housing issue. We're going to have kind of a panel discussion from a couple of pork producers looking at what they're looking at, really as far as kind of looking at decision factors and kind of what they're thinking about. We're going to be hearing from a representative from Cargill talking about from a processor's perspective. And we also got a gentleman from Automated Production down in Assumption that we'll be talking about the equipment and the cost of retrofitting barns. And so really this meeting is really more about just kind of giving producers some information on kind of some what-if scenarios and helping them get a better idea of you know, options that are out there and things from other producers that they're hearing. And like I said, that's going to be kind of set up as a panel discussion for folks to kind of ask questions, have some discussion that will be going on July 17th. So look forward to that meeting. There's more details online at ilpork.com. Well, there's no cost to attend, but we are asking for advance registration. That happens, like I said, July 17th there in Bloomington.
Tim Myers with the Illinois Pork Producers reporting Ag News here on WSMI. I'm Rita Frazier.
Summertime is a perfect opportunity to spend time at the grill, and according to Pork Checkoff Consumer Communication Director Pamela Johnson, chops are a great fit for outdoor cooking.
They grill quickly and they are just so versatile. We have so many different kinds of chops and there are all sorts of different flavors and sauces, glazes, marinades that you can use that you can just about please anybody with a chop on the grill.
Pork chops are currently being promoted through a concept called Buzz Marketing.
For the second quarter of this year, we are working on promoting pork chops, one of the most ownable cuts of pork for the pork checkoff. And we do work with major retailers. We have great relationships with them. So felt like there was an opportunity to promote chops at one of the top retail chains in America, and that's Kroger. And we did a word-of-mouth campaign. There's a company by the name of Buzz Agent, and essentially what they do is they have a network of folks all around the country who are open to hearing about new products, new campaigns, and are willing to take a look at them, and if they like them, will talk about them or buzz about them to their friends and family and help us to put our positive pork messages forward.
For more information, you can go to www.pork.org. The European Union Center on the University of Illinois campus has taken a group of high school teachers to Brussels, Belgium. Most of them are history teachers and learned how agriculture in large part underpins the common European society. Today we'll hear Todd Gleason's diary entries from the week-long trip.
Monday, June 25th, 2012. We arrived 3 hours late in Brussels yesterday. I'm hopeful our return trip to Chicago will not be delayed. Once on the ground, our troop of 21 began to move quickly into the city, checking into the Ton Hotel near the European Commission buildings. Tired but excited, we began a more than two-hour walking tour of what has become essentially the capital of Europe. Our guide Sasha loves this city and took great pains to tell us its story building by building. And then, while it was on our itinerary, we spent a couple of hours eating our first evening meal in Europe at the Spicy Grill Indian restaurant. Really good, but a bit more international than expected. It was the first of many global surprises. Sunday night's sleep was restless for the group. I'm in bed before sundown. Most spent part of the wee hours awake at one point or another, as the time difference is 7 hours. Breakfast must be the most important meal of the day. The Ton buffet, especially at 6:30 a.m., is overwhelming. Hard breads and cheeses, pastries, boiled, fried, and scrambled eggs, cold cuts, bacon, and link sausages, fruits, vegetables, the list goes on. I wanted coffee, but only found the espresso machine. By 9 a.m. Monday, we had traveled an hour and 15 minutes to the Caterpillar plant in Gosselies. What a beautiful sight it was as we peered from the tour bus windows to see the familiar yellow and black of Peoria's pride. I'd sat next to a cat engineer on the plane ride over and knew we'd see the beginnings of a line being retooled in this plant tour. Gosselies produces excavators and wheel loaders for Europe and export. It looked and smelled a lot like what I remember seeing as an FFAer in high school on tour in East Peoria. But those plants have long since been leveled. We're told Caterpillar managed its way through the economic downturn not because of its global footprint in Europe, but rather the plants in Asia. Those plants and a strategic plan in place before the fall are the reason the Peoria-headquartered company is now turning bigger profits. It is a global marketplace. There are 40 Caterpillar competitors operating in Belgium. We ate lunch at the Cat Cafeteria, boarded the bus, and headed back to Brussels for an afternoon meeting with AmCham EU, or the American Chamber of Commerce. We spent the first of many hours sitting in a very warm room watching an interesting, but not always fully engaged because of a full belly and warm temperatures, PowerPoint. AmCham lobbies the European Union on behalf of American companies. We finish up at 4:30. Our 20-minute walk from the hotel and the group decides to mostly eat together for the evening. We head for the fish restaurants and dine on mussels, king crab legs, and crawfish. Our meal ends about 8:30. The sun sets around 10:30. We make our way back to the hotel slowly, stopping to indulge in Belgium's pride. I like Duvel. It's a good beer.
And that was Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois. On the Saturday Farm Show, our guest is Cindy Butler of the Lincoln Trail Riders Saddle Club of O'Fallon. The Lincoln Trail Riders is one of the oldest saddle clubs in Illinois, and we'll go over some of the activities they have in the future and what they offer their members. The Saturday Farm Show at 6:15 and 12:45 Saturday on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Country music star Leroy Van Dyke will appear Saturday night at the Nokomis Homecoming. His show will start about 8:30 on the South Stage, and Mr. Van Dyke will be a special guest on WSMI and WSMI FM 106 this morning about 8:35, and we'll talk about his hits, Walk On By, which was recently named the best country song of all time, and The Auctioneer. And once again, Leroy Van Dyke will be on WSMI Radio this morning about 8:35 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Members of 4-H from across the state came to the University of Illinois Stock Pavilion on Monday, June 18th, for the Illinois 4-H Livestock Judging Contest. Participants judge 8 classes of livestock, including 3 beef cattle classes, 3 swine classes, a sheep class, and a boar goat class. Animals are judged based on performance data and visual appraisal, including the animal's structural correctness, balance, volume, and muscle. The top 10 individuals in the senior division, ages 14 to 19, include Brennan Deason of Madison County and Rob Johnson of Sangamon County. The top individuals will go on to compete at a second livestock judging competition. The next round will determine the top individuals who will compete at the National 4-H Livestock Judging Contest during the North American International Livestock Exposition in Louisville. Finally, in our farm news today, 3 brothers from Kansas have become internet sensations with their farm parody of LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It. I'm Farming and I Grow It has had more than 3.28 million views since it was posted on YouTube on June 25th. It stars Greg Peterson and his 2 brothers feeding cattle, driving tractors, and jumping on hay bales. Peterson says he started coming up with the lyrics while hanging out with friends from Kansas State University. When he got home to the family farm near Assyria, he got his brothers and younger sister to help make the video. He says he had no idea it would be so popular, and all the attention it has been a little overwhelming. Now he's trying to get back to normal things like mowing hay. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106 on this Friday. Right now in electronic trading, July wheat trading at $8, down 22.5. September wheat trading at $8.16, down 22 cents. July corn now trading at $7.48 and a quarter, down 19 and three quarter. September corn trading at $6.95, down 13 and three quarter. July soybeans now trading at $16.17 and a quarter. Excuse me, that's $16.13, now trading at $16.13, down 13 and a half. August beans trading at 1582. That is down 14¾. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.